Well, I call a lot of fish. They are made and they sell them. They won't grow.
What do you call that glass when you have them in?
That's a flower pot.
Okay. And if you were setting the table for each person to eat with, you give everybody a
spoon, a plate, and I just fix the table and tell them, come on, let's eat, right?
Okay. Well, what else besides a spoon?
A knife and a fork.
And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you have to put out steak for people to cut their meat. You give them
a knife.
And in all, you might have three or four of those.
Well, if I didn't have a knife, everybody one of you didn't. he passed it to the other, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you might put out several.
Yes, if I had, I'm not going to do it.
If you had three people eating, you'd put out three spoons and three forks and three
plates and three chairs
and for cutting
three knives. Yeah.
And
I have to wash them.
Okay. And after she washes them to get the suds off, she does what?
Fix the table.
Or to get the suds off of them after she washes them, she...
She wrench them in.
Okay.
And get the suds off them, then...
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them?
A dish rag? What?
What about when you're drying them?
You dry them, that's the same rag. Well, I don't know. If you wash them with one rag, you have another to dry with.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the one that you dry with?
Well, that's a dry rag and a white and one to wash with it.
Okay.
They're both a dish rag.
What about to bathe your face with? You'd have a...
I'd have a wash towel, a face towel.
Mm-hmm.
And soap.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
Either if I could take something and dip some of it out.
Now, if you want to pour something into a bottle that's got a real narrow mouth and you don't want to spill any, you could pour it through a...
I have to get we call a funnel, I think.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Yeah, it's a funnel. Kind of built for that, a funnel, yes, we call them funnels.
And if you open a bottle and want to close it back up, you can stick in.
Take the top and put it back on.
What did they used to have? What did they used to have in bottles to close them up? They'd stick down in the bottle.
No, they used to make soda water with those things. You get rid of them, you'd hit them.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't recall that now. It's been so long since they used that kind of soda water.
What would you hit them and what would it do?
If you hit them like that, it'd knock that top loose.
Uh-huh.
And once never in there, there'd be soda water in there. Then you could drink it out of there.
What did I have that would come in a medicine bottle? It's that real light brown stuff that floats in water.
A medicine bottle, I don't know what kind of stuff.
What about a, you know, something that, now they have metal caps on the bottle, but they used to have something that would stick down.